Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, because Britain loves a quiz. And there's a guy called Duncan who hasn't been able to host a pub quiz since March, and he's got loads of questions already written. So in tribute to him, let's quiz. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver. Welcome to Sport Wednesday. Today's contestant is presenter and radio DJ OJ Borg, all the way from Radio 2. Thanks for coming to the quiz today. Do you like a quiz?
I love a quiz. I'm a massive fan of a quiz. I miss pub quizzes.
Oh, yeah, me too. So let's get you back into that spirit. We've got 15 points to play for. Your 12 questions start now. Let's quiz. Question number one. Which motor racing team does Lewis Hamilton currently drive for?
He currently drives for... Now, I went off motor racing in the late 90s. I loved all the racing in the 90s. Now I follow it only via osmosis of what appears on social media. I'm pretty sure if I think of Lewis Hamilton, he always wears a hat. He looks good in a hat. On the front of the hat is the word Mercedes.
What a great way to get it. Correct. The answer is Mercedes. Question number two. The scoring term love in tennis gets its name from the French word for what food?
Ooh, love. Now, I think I should know this. I do a feature on my show called Midnight Mastermind, where every night people come on and test me on a mystery subject.
Oh,
have
my
you
goodness.
Done master? Have you done Mastermind?
No. Mum said no because she was too scared, and I haven't been asked.
I came in as a late replacement for Celebrity Mastermind, which is two things. One, I'm not a celebrity. Two, I'm not a mastermind. And I did it dressed as Princess Leia.
Was that because of your subject?
Yeah, I did Star Wars. Yeah. Can you imagine if I did Shakespeare as Princess Leia? No, I did Star Wars. And I tell you what, it's very difficult. I was wearing a dress. It's very difficult when there's a camera low down not to do a Sharon Stone halfway through. I found that very difficult to keep my legs crossed.
Which Princess Leia look did you recreate? The gold bikini?
Not the gold bikini. The white, you know, Obi-Wan Your Only Hope dress with the Cornish pasty ears.
I didn't realise it was so short, that dress.
It wasn't, but look. It was on me when I'm 6'4".
Yes.
Anyway, what was the question?
We went far. The scoring term love in tennis gets its name for the French word for what food?
Love. It's going to be love. Love in French is amour. Amour, it would be... I know this. The reason I went into that whole thing was I'm pretty sure I've done this as one of the questions on Midnight Masterminds, and I can't remember what it was. Oh, I'm going to have to say bread.
Pan. Bun. The correct answer is egg, as in l'œuf. Is it
l'œuf? L'œuf. Yes, of course it is. Yes, l'œuf. It's l'œuf. Do you know why French people never have two eggs?
Don't they? Why not?
Because one egg is an œuf.
Oh dear, it's a joke. I was really like, why? Tell me, OJ. The egg is referenced in tennis for love is because it's shaped similar to a zero. There you go.
Ah, very good.
Take that to your next dinner party. Question number three. Sorry, do you like sport as we get
I love sport. I love sport.
Quiz. Brilliant. Yes. Brilliant. Question number three is basketball. What position did Michael Jordan play for the majority of his time at the Chicago Bulls?
Well, Michael Jordan played all the positions because he was basically the best player on the planet. I became a Chicago Bulls fan, not because of Michael Jordan, but because of Dennis Rodman. I was a big fan of his style of defense. I modeled my entire basketball game on Dennis Rodman and my cross-dressing. So I will go with he played as a guard. He was a shooting guard.
Correct. Correct answer is shooting guard. Question number four, football. Who won Euro 2016?
2016 European Championships were won by. It was won by. Was it France? No. It was Spain. Spain won it.
Incorrect. The correct answer was actually Portugal.
Well, it's sort of the same thing, isn't it? Portugal's in Spain.
They beat France in extra time. Question number five. Apart from Wimbledon, which other Grand Slam title has Andy Murray won?
He has won not the French Open because it's on clay. Not the US Open.
Correct. The US Open. Question number six. The Melbourne Machine and the Thunder from Down Under are nicknames for which snooker player?
The Melbourne Machine and the Thunder from Down Under. Snooker. Oh, they sound like classic era snooker players, like Willie Thorne era. Thunder from Down Under. Right, can I think of any Australians? I can think of a Canadian one, Bill Wobanak, who has got the best name in all of sport. an Australian. Would it be Judd Trump?
Judd Trump is actually from Bristol. The correct answer is Neil Robertson. The Australian Neil Robertson.
Oh, okay.
Does that mean anything to you?
Nope.
Okay. Question number seven. Foxcatcher is a 2014 true crime film that received 5 Oscar nominations. But what sport does it concern?
Well, it's Steve Carell, I believe, in it. And I've never seen it, although I read loads about it when it first came out. And they wear those funky little ear protectors and dinky little suits as well. It's all about the Lycra. It is about wrestling.
Wrestling is correct. It's intense, that film. I won't say what happens, but intense. Question number eight. The Eredivisie is the top football league in which European country? The Eredivisie.
It sounds French, but it's not in France. I would say it's got to be one of the smaller leagues. So the Eredivisie would be the league of... I'm trying to think of a country that might just have that. I'm going to say it is Malta.
Nice guess. It's incorrect. The correct answer was the Netherlands.
Do you know, I was going to say the Netherlands. I was going to say the Netherlands. Oh.
Question number nine. This is a darts question, OJ. In a perfect 9-dart finish, what double would you need to hit after landing 7 treble 20s and 1 treble 19? So you're trying to reach a total score of 501. In a perfect 9-dart finish, what double would you need to hit after landing 7 treble 20s and 1 treble 19?
Now, I'm pretty sure you go all the treble 20s, treble 19, and then in my mind, I can see the camera zooming in on double 20, double tops.
So in a perfect 9-dart finish, what double would you need to hit after landing 7 treble 20s and 1 treble 19 when you're trying to reach a total score of 501? OJ, your answer is?
Double 20. Double 20.
Your answer is double tops. It's incorrect. The correct answer is 12.
Whoa.
7 treble 20s makes 420, and then 1 treble 19 is 57. So at that point, you've got a total of 477, which means you have 24 points left to score, so a double 12.
All right, Carol Vorderman.
I know. I mean, I'm reading it. I'm not working it out. Okay, let's get out of this question. It's scaring both of us. Question number 10. For 1 point, can you name an event featured in the game show Gladiators? Now we're talking.
Who was your favourite gladiator?
I really like Jet.
Oh, she now works on BBC Newcastle, I think. She's like a presenter on BBC Newcastle.
Oh, really? She was so pretty and her hair was so thick and voluminous.
Oh, it was lovely, wasn't it?
Who did you like? Wolf?
Well, Wolf, I don't want to come in with my knowledge of where all the gladiators are now. Wolf owns a nursery in New Zealand.
Stop it.
He does.
People have left their young children with Wolf.
With Wolf. Well, wouldn't you? Imagine.
Yeah, that's true.
The one where they jumped around on elastic and put balls in things. The one where they had to run up and down and people shot them. I don't know the actual names of these games. The Travelator.
Oh, yeah, the Travelator was so good. I don't have the Travelator on my...
Well, no, the Travelator was part of the final game, but Pugil Sticks is where they stood on two platforms with two massive cotton buds and tried to knock each other off. Shadow was the undefeated monster of that game.
And I'm just wondering if we called it Joust on this.
Yeah, it was called Joust. Yeah, it's called Joust.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to give you a point mainly for the Wolf from Gladiators being a nursery school owner in New Zealand now, knowledge. But could you give me an official name of another event? Just so I know that you really do know what you're talking about.
Well, no, because I don't think any of us really knew what they were called. We just got excited when we put them in hamster balls and they rolled around the floor.
I'm going to give you some of these names then, because it is quite interesting. So I'm like, oh, yeah. So some of them know. Atlaspheres, Catapult, Danger Zone, Dogfight, Jewel, Earthquake, Eliminator, Gauntlet, Hang Tough. Oh God, Hang Tough was intense. Yeah. Hit and Run. I mean, these sound like really quite serious things to happen in your life. Joust, Pendulum, Pole Axe, Powerball, Pursuit, Pyramid, Rocket Ball, Skytrack, there was the Sumo Ball, Suspension Bridge, the Swing Shot, the Tightrope, the Tilt, Vertigo, the wall, and then Whiplash at the end. God, who's going to start YouTubing gladiators? Me.
Sumo Ball.
Question number 11. For 2 points, can you name two US cities to have hosted a Summer Olympic Games?
Yes, I can. I think I can. One of them would be Los Angeles, and the other one would be Atlanta.
Correct. Los Angeles and Atlanta. You could have also had St. Louis. Question number 12, your final question on today's Sport Wednesday quiz for OJ Borg. For 3 points, can you name the top three sports to have produced the most winners of the BBC Sports Personality of the Year Award? The top three sports to have produced the most winners of the BBC Sports Personality of the Year Award.
Interesting. So I think we have to go with the first one being possibly an Olympic sport. It would be cycling.
I'm afraid that's incorrect. I'm afraid cycling is incorrect.
Stop it. Really?
I hate having to say that.
Football. Has to be football. Has to be football.
I'm afraid it's not on the list.
Well, okay. Is it motor racing?
Correct. Formula One. Whew, I know, no football. The other answer, athletics.
This has shocked me to my core.
Mo Farah, Kelly Holmes, Paula Radcliffe, Jonathan Edwards, Linford Christie, Seb Coe, and loads more.
Yeah, okay.
Athletics is in there. Formula One you got. And the third is tennis.
It's all the posh sports.
Yeah, basically. You have 7 points.
Okay, middling.
I thought you'd do a bit better than that, but you know what? You were so in it. We'll discuss your points after the break.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We will do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks.
Hello, I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people, but I don't.
I actually love interaction with people.
I love finding out what jobs they do and whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
You said cycling for your top three sports to produce the most winners of the BBC Sports Personality of the Year Award. But you cycle. It wasn't in there, but you cycle.
I do. I love it. I love cycling. It's the only sport that I've ever stuck at. I've always took part in any sport. I love sports, you know. Anything from football to roller hockey, I've had a crack at. Water polo, the works. You name a sport, if there was a group, I'd have joined it. The only thing I've ever stuck at was cycling. And I, you know, there is something about getting out on a bike. I love the headspace. I love the challenge of it. I love wearing Lycra. Yeah. I love the way the clothing's tight on me. Makes me look like an overpacked sausage. I love it. I love everything about it.
Do you cycle to work every day?
Well, I work late at night. Yes, I do. And there's something lovely about cycling streets in the middle of the night. There's something beautiful about seeing sort of towns and cities at that time in the morning. And my count so far, 5 foxes one night. That's my record. I saw 5 foxes.
5 foxes. I see that just by my bins every night. Like double that. But I'm in Acne, so.
What are you throwing out?
I'm in Acne.
Oh, that Makita, you got to check her bins out. Oh, I tell you.
Seriously. And then they mate really aggressively. But anyway.
Oh, it's loud, isn't it? Oh my God, it's like being back in university when you hear foxes going at it. You're just like,
I didn't go to
keep
uni,
it down.
But thank you for letting me know that is the reality of dorm living. Thank you.
Oh my God, 3 years in dorms I did. 3 years in dorms. By the end of it, it was like coming out with PTSD. Just any sound like that, living with two amorous foxes.
Thank you, OJ, for your Sport Wednesday.
Loved it.
And that's Quiz Chat Repeat. If you enjoyed it, come back tomorrow and tell your friends as well. Use the hashtag Quiz Chat Repeat on social media to let everyone know how you got on. Let us know where you're listening and what you're doing while you're listening, whether it's walking the dog, watering the plants, or getting on the bus. We'll be with you every step of the way.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Thank you. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.